This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa State Fair. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the fight against the New World screwworm continues to intensify as federal officials confirm additional cases in both Texas and New Mexico. U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins provided an update yesterday, saying new detections have been identified in livestock and a dog believed to have been moved north from Mexico. While animal health officials continue monitoring the situation, the USDA is also accelerating efforts to expand sterile fly production and deploy new technologies aimed at slowing the pest spread. Rollins says the latest detections show why the federal response remains focused on both surveillance and eradication efforts.
On June 5th, we confirmed a second positive detection in a 30-day-old calf, also located just a few miles away in Zavala County. Yesterday, USDA confirmed two additional cases, one in Texas in a calf in LaSalle County, and another in Lea County, New Mexico, in a dog that we are hearing has been moved up from Mexico. And today, we had an additional confirmation in a goat in Gillespie County, Texas. This morning, we received an update from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The massive facility we're building in Moore, the production facility. We broke ground just a couple of months ago, expecting to reach in the hundreds of millions of additional sterile flies by mid next year. They have now put one of their top commanders on this as his sole project to help us combat the New World screwworm. We are advancing our next generation tools and technologies. Last year, USDA launched our New World screwworm Grand Challenge, investing up to $100 million in innovative solutions from the private sector to strengthen eradication efforts and expand sterile fly production. Later this week, we will begin rolling out more rapidly some of those innovations coming out week by week by week. The U.S. Livestock Insects Research Laboratory here in Kerrville are the teams that developed a novel strain for the sterile New World screwworm that doubles production output that we will soon be deploying.
That again was U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins with the latest update on New World screwworm detections and ongoing eradication efforts. Of course, we'll continue following developments as federal health officials respond to the situation. And again, there is no danger to the food supply. Coming up next, we're going to have a featured conversation with the folks at Corteva. Stay with us.
Rod Stewart.
Will I see you tonight?
A special evening with the icon.
On a downtown train.
A night of hit. After hit. After hit. With special guest Richard Marx. Friday, August 14th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Don't miss an electrifying event. Friday, August 14th. Rod Stewart, live.
Welcome back to Profit Matters. We now have a featured conversation with the folks at Corteva.
Welcome to Fungicide Facts from Corteva. We're visiting with Corteva Portfolio Marketing Lead for Row Crop Fungicides, Madison Riggle. We know these foliar diseases can quickly take hold of a crop if those conditions are right. Talk to me about Forceval Fungicide. Why is that a strong option?
We're really excited. This is the first season that we will have Forceval Fungicide. And Forceval really provides growers a powerful tool to help control those key diseases and protect the crop. It's built on three powerful modes of action. So it's giving that grower that confidence they'll have, you know, control over key diseases like the tar spot, southern rust, gray leaf spot, northern corn leaf blight, really being the corn focus, and Forceval also being really strong with frog eye leaf spot. With that protection, in addition to what we say our novel SDHI, it has residual up to 30 days. So that really gives growers some extra protection on the back end through those critical growth stages that most competitive fungicides don't have. Farmers should definitely work with their local Corteva rep. In addition, they can also visit corteva.com/fungicidefacts for more information on Forceval Fungicide from Corteva AgriScience.
You can find more ag information at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.